You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Welcome back to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast. We're reading the Bible as a conversation so that we can find our next best yes in our relationship with God. It's been an interesting study here in the later part of Exodus. God has a to-do list in the wilderness, and it's all about turning slaves into sons, people into priests, nincompoops into a nation. I don't know. I could go on. But this is the hidden value of taking the wilderness route. Not that we would ever choose to go through the wilderness, but God will lead you off the most direct route and through the wilderness seasons of life, because that's where you grow in your relationship with Him. Nobody ever says, oh yeah, the last 3 years of my life have been a breeze, and man, I've just learned so much from them. No, we learn and we grow best in the difficult times, in the wilderness seasons. So today, we're going to hear God's instructions to the newly appointed priests, and He'll commission some artists to make things not just functional, but beautiful. So are you an artist listening today? Chapter 31 will be exciting for you. Let's check out chapters 29 through 31. This is the thing that you shall do to them, to make them holy, to minister to me in the priest's office. Take one young bull and two rams without defect, unleavened bread, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil. You shall make them of fine wheat flour. You shall put them into one basket and bring them in the basket with the bull and the two rams. You shall bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tent of meeting and shall wash them with water. You shall take the garments and put on Aaron the tunic, the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and clothe him with the skillfully woven band of the ephod. You shall set the turban on his head and put the holy crown on the turban, and then you shall take the anointing oil, pour it on his head, and anoint him. You shall bring his sons and put tunics on them. You shall clothe them with belts, Aaron and his sons, and bind headbands on them. They shall have the priesthood by a perpetual statute. You shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. You shall bring the bull before the tent of meeting, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the bull. You shall kill the bull before Yahweh at the door of the tent of meeting. You shall take the blood of the bull and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and you shall pour out all the blood at the base of the altar. You shall take all the fat that covers the innards, the cover of the liver, the two kidneys, and the fat that's on them, and burn them on the altar. But the meat of the bull and its skin and its dung you shall burn with fire outside of the camp. It's a sin offering. You shall also take the one ram, and Aaron and his son shall lay their hands on the head of the ram. You shall kill the ram, and you shall take its blood and sprinkle it around the altar. You shall cut the ram into pieces and wash its innards and its legs and put them with its pieces and with its head. You shall burn the whole ram on the altar. It's a burnt offering to Yahweh. It's a pleasant aroma, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. You shall take the other ram, and Aaron and his son shall lay their heads on the head of the ram. Then you shall kill the ram and take some of its blood and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron and on the tip of the right ear of his sons and on the thumb of their right hand and on the big toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood around on the altar. You shall take of the blood that's on the altar and of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron and on his garments and on his sons and on the garments of his sons with him, and he shall be made holy, and his garments and his sons' garments with him. You shall take some of the ram's fat, the fat tail, the tail that covers the innards, the cover of the liver, the two kidneys, the fat that's on them, and the right thigh, for it's a ram of consecration, and one loaf of bread, one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer out of the basket of unleavened bread that is before Yahweh. You shall put all of this in Aaron's hands and in his son's hands, and shall wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. You shall take them from their hands and burn them on the altar of the burnt offering for a pleasant aroma before Yahweh. It's an offering made by fire to Yahweh. You shall take the breast of Aaron's ram of consecration and wave it for a wave offering before Yahweh. It shall be your portion. You shall sanctify the breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the wave offering, which is waved, which is raised up, of the ram of consecration, even of that which is for Aaron and of that which is for his sons. It shall be for Aaron and his sons as their portion forever from the children of Israel, for it's a wave offering. It shall be a wave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their wave offering to Yahweh. The holy garments of Aaron shall be for his sons after him, to be anointed in them and to be consecrated in them. 7 days shall the son who is priest in his place put them on, and when he comes into the tent of meeting to minister in the holy place. You shall take the ram of consecration and boil its meat in a holy place. Aaron and his sons shall eat the meat of the ram and the bread that's in the basket at the door of the tent of meeting. They shall eat those things with which the atonement was made to consecrate and sanctify them. But a stranger shall not eat of it, because they are holy. If anything of the meat of the consecration or of the bread remains to the morning, then you shall burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. You shall do so to Aaron and to his sons, according to all that I have commanded you. You shall consecrate them 7 days. Every day you shall offer the bull of sin offering for atonement. You shall cleanse the altar when you make atonement for it. You shall anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days you shall make atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and the altar shall be most holy. Whatever touches the altar shall be holy. Now this is that which you shall offer on the altar. 2 lambs a year old, day by day, continually. 1 lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at evening. And with the 1 lamb, 1/10 part of an ephah of fine flour mixed with 1/4 part of a hin of beaten oil, and 1/4 part of a hin of wine for a drink offering. The other lamb you shall offer at evening, and shall do to it according to the meal offering of the morning, and according to its drink offering, for a pleasant aroma, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. It shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tent of meeting before Yahweh, where I will meet with you and speak to you there. There I will meet with the children of Israel, and the place shall be sanctified by my glory. I will sanctify the tent of meeting and the altar. I'll also sanctify Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. They shall know that I am Yahweh, their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them. I am Yahweh, their God. You shall make an altar to burn incense on. You shall make it of acacia wood. Its length shall be 1 cubit, and its width 1 cubit. It shall be square, and its height shall be 2 cubits. Its horn shall be of 1 piece with it. You shall overlay it with pure gold, its top, its sides around it, and its horns, and you shall make a gold molding around it. You shall make 2 golden rings for it under its molding. On its 2 ribs and on its 2 sides you shall make them, and they shall be for places for poles with which to bear it. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put it before the veil that is by the Ark of the Covenant, before the mercy seat that is over the covenant, where I will meet with you. Aaron shall burn incense of sweet spices on it every morning. When he tends the lamps, he shall burn it. When Aaron lights the lamps at evening, he shall burn it, a perpetual incense before Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall offer no strange incense on it, nor burnt offering, nor meal offering, and you shall pour no drink offering on it. Aaron shall make atonement on its horns once in the year, with the blood of the sin offering of atonement once in the year. He shall make atonement for it throughout your generations. It's most holy to Yahweh. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, when you take a census of the children of Israel according to those who are counted among them, then each man shall give a ransom for his soul to Yahweh when you count them, that there be no plague among them when you count them. They shall give this, everyone who passes over to those who are counted, 1/2 shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The shekel is 20 gerahs. 1/2 shekel for an offering to Yahweh. Everyone who passes over to those who are counted from 20 years old and upward shall give the offering to Yahweh. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than 1/2 shekel when they give the offering to Yahweh to make atonement for your souls. You shall take the atonement money from the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before Yahweh, to make atonement for your souls. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, you shall also make a basin of bronze, and its base of bronze, in which to wash. You shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it. Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in it. When they go into the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water, that they not die, or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn an offering made by fire to Yahweh. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they not die. This shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his descendants throughout their generations. Moreover, Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Also, take fine spices of liquid myrrh, 500 shekels, and of fragrant cinnamon half as much, even 250, and of fragrant cane 250, and of cassia 500, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of olive oil. You shall make it into a holy anointing oil, a perfume compounded after the art of the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. You shall use it to anoint the tent of meeting, the ark of the covenant, the table and all its articles, the lampstand and its accessories, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the basin with its base. You shall sanctify them that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them shall be holy. You shall anoint Aaron and his sons and sanctify them that they may minister to me in the priest's office. You shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, 'This shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generations. It shall not be poured on man's flesh, and do not make any like it according to its composition. It's holy. It shall be holy to you. Whoever compounds any like it, or whoever puts any of it on a stranger, he shall be cut off from his people.'" Yahweh said to Moses, "Take to yourself sweet spices, gum resin, onycha, and galbanum, sweet spices with pure frankincense. There shall be an equal weight of each. You shall make incense of it, a perfume after the art of the perfumer, seasoned with salt, pure and holy. You shall beat some of it very small, and put some of it before the covenant in the tent of meeting where I'll meet with you. It shall be to you most holy. You shall not make this incense according to its composition for yourselves. It shall be to you holy for Yahweh. Whoever shall make any like that to smell of it, he shall be cut off from his people." Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Behold, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all kinds of workmanship, to devise skillful works, to work in gold and in silver and in bronze and in cutting of stones for setting and in carving of wood, to work in all kinds of workmanship. I myself have appointed him with Aholiab, the son of Asimach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the heart of all who are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom that they may make all that I have commanded you. The tent of meeting, the ark of the covenant, the mercy seat that's on it, all the furniture of the tent, the table and its vessels, the pure lampstand with all its vessels, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its vessels, the basin and its base, the finely worked garments, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office, the anointing oil and the incense of sweet spices for the holy place. According to all that I've commanded you, they shall do." Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, 'Most certainly you shall keep my Sabbaths. For it's a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it's holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death, for whoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to Yahweh. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath shall surely be put to death. Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It's a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested, and he was refreshed." When he finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses the two tablets of the covenant, stone tablets, written with God's finger. God commissioned Bezalel to be the master craftsman for this project. He was filled with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Proverbs 3:19 says, "By wisdom the Lord founded the earth. By understanding he created the heavens. By his knowledge the deep fountains of the earth burst forth and the dew settles beneath the night sky." Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. The very ingredients God used to create the world, he gave to this artist to create beauty in the temple. Well, that's nice for him, but what about me? Well, in Colossians 1:9-10, Paul prays that God would give us knowledge of his will and complete wisdom and understanding. God is still commissioning artists to create beautiful ways for people to engage with God. When I'm not preparing and producing these podcasts, I'm working with my wife as we pour into a community of artists and creative Christians who are doing the thing that God put on their heart, even when it's scary, even when it doesn't make sense, even if they're in the wilderness. Is that you? Like, you don't have to go about this alone, and you can't keep putting it off. God wants to give you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that you can go about creating the beautiful things that he wants you to create so you can point people to him and help them interact with God in a beautiful way that changes their life. I'd love to chat with you about what is on your heart. Can we schedule a chat? You can go to thegrovecreative.com and click a link there to schedule a chat. And it's us. It's me. It's my wife, Kelsey. And we'd love to hear what's on your heart and what you're working on, what you would like to work on. Even if it doesn't make sense, we love those things that don't make sense. We believe that God has so much in store for people who step out in faith, ready to go through the wilderness, making some beautiful things. How is God commissioning you to create beautiful ways for people to engage with God? That's the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Domini. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.